Each week, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our political corner. Today, they discuss Republican outreach to African Americans, Iraq's new constitution, and President Bush's efforts to boost dwindling American support for the Iraq war.
I'm joined now by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. Also with us, GOP political strategist Robert Trainum. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Juan.
The topic that's on everybody's mind is the war in Iraq. Robert Trainum, let me ask you about the declining support for the president's policy, the way that he has been handling this war. Is it at a breaking point?
I disagree with that terminology, Juan. The president has been barnstorming the country over the last couple of days, reminding Americans that our mission in Iraq is clear. We are hunting down the terrorists. We're helping Iraqis build a free nation that is, by the way, an ally in the war on terrorism. We're advancing freedom in the broader Middle East. We are removing a source of violence and instability and laying the foundation of peace, not only for our children, but for our grandchildren.
Well, let me just point out to you that Republicans, before I even get to the Democratic side of the ledger, that Republicans like Chuck Hagel, John McCain, Trent Lott are saying that there is a need right now to put in place a strong exit strategy, if not withdraw troops. In fact, Chuck Hagel said it's time to get out.
Our strategy can be summed up this way. As the Iraqis stand up, we will stand down. Listen, you have heard that argument over and over and over again, that if we yield to the terrorists or the insurgents over in Iraq in terms of setting a timetable, that does nothing but fuel the fire, if you will, in terms of having them say, listen, okay, we'll just wait them out.
Donna Brazile, when you hear this, now the retort comes from people like Gary Hart, former Democratic presidential nominee, who says, you know, when is somebody, especially in the Democratic Party, going to stand up and form a strong opposition that says, no more, enough's enough?
Former Senator Gary Hart is absolutely right. He also stated in a column recently in the Washington Post that it's time that the Democrats admit, those who supported the war, that we made a mistake, and it's time that we ask the administration to answer, why are we in Iraq, and when can our troops come home?
So it's a natural segue, then, to talk about the delays in the Constitution, the writing of the Constitution, and particularly the hurdle presented by whether or not Islam would be a part of the Constitution and a part of the way that Iraq is governed in the future, and the impact that would have on Iraqi women in terms of their rights. Robert Trainum, some people are saying there would even be less rights for women under the current Constitution than there were under Saddam Hussein's reign.
As Americans watch the constitutional process unfold, we've got to remember our own history, Juan, and that is that we had trouble at our own conventions over 250 years ago. We had trouble in terms of trying to figure out exactly if black Americans would have rights or women would have rights. And so, listen, this is a very painful process. If you take a look at the Constitution, at least the draft Constitution, no less than 25% of the seats will be guaranteed towards women. And also, too, keep in mind that we have to be sensitive to the religious undertones in the Middle East as well. So this is a step in the right direction, but patience in this context will be a virtue.
All right, Donna Brazile, I don't see the guarantees for women.
I don't see it as myself. Women had rights before we invaded Iraq, and women were recognized as equals before, especially women in the North. The Kurdish women had a strong democratic rights. And so to take women and put them back at the back of the bus, so to speak, and not give them full rights of citizenship, and to subject Islamic law, which on divorce, on inheritance, and many other issues would put women at the far back of the bus, that would set women back even further. So I support having a democratic process. I'm sure that many Iraqi women, because I've seen a lot of their emails and their blogs, they want full democratic rights and not just partial rights.
All right. One last topic before we go. The Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Mellman, as you know, has been out recruiting African Americans, and now Adam Hunter at Howard University has revived the Howard University College Republicans. This is the first time in some time that Howard has had a college Republican group. Donna, what do you think about this? I mean, is it the case now that Ken Mellman is making inroads into a younger generation that is going to negatively impact Democrats, negatively impact the power of the black vote among Democrats?
Well, let me applaud Ken Melman for the outreach that the RNC is doing now in trying to build a bridge across Black America. It's long overdue. African Americans are looking for leadership on many issues. But more importantly, they are looking for both major political parties to address some systemic problems and issues. So I think what you see here is young African Americans open to listening to the Republican Party. I don't know if this will translate into a mass movement to support conservative goals and philosophies.
Well, what numbers are you looking for here, Robert Trainum? What kind of percentages is Ken Melman hoping to get out of young African Americans going into the 2006 midterm elections and then the 2008 presidential race?
Ken Melman sees exactly what everyone else sees, which is that the African American community as a voting bloc is up for grabs. African Americans are traditionally conservative as it relates to stem cell, as it relates to Social Security, as it relates to faith-based. I mean, I can go down the list, marriage and the whole nine yards. So having said that, what Ken Melman sees is a voting bloc that is really up for grabs.
All right. Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000, and the author of
Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics.
There you go.
Now in paperback.
And Robert Trainum, the GOP political strategist. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.